The anticipation today is reaching a fever pitch as we inch closer to the birth of the Savior. And the readings reflect this anticipation, and perhaps even we ourselves perhaps are sensing that in our own Christmas preparations. We may be busy doing the last minute details, perhaps even getting caught up in the worldly ways. Think about the way the Jews felt as they awaited the coming of the Messiah. 1,000 years before Christ, David reigned. And then 500 years later, the southern kingdom of Judah was taken over by another kingdom, and David's line seemed to be gone. So the Israelites had to ask themselves, is the promise that was made to David 500 years ago, is that gone now? And they pondered that, but they still maintained a sense of that in their history. So David, who was promised that descendant, was promised a lasting kingship. But all seemed to be gone when Zedekiah, the king in the southern area of Judah, was taken away. But David responded to Nathan the prophet and wanted to busy himself with making the presence of God come in a building, a structure. And as noble as that intent may have been, God says that his presence is not going to be contained in the structure, but eventually in the hearts and minds of the people. God would be real and continue that promise that he made to David in the lineage of a human person. But David was eager to bring God's presence to the people. Perhaps we can be eager to make this the best Christmas experience for our family. Like David, who is reminded by God, by our own human efforts, we cannot force God's presence or having a great experience on anyone. It is simply God's grace, God's invitation, shall we say, in spite of our best laid efforts, that God does come. So does that mean we just sit back and let it happen? By no means. We long for peace. We long for justice. We long for security. So what is our part in making that come to pass? One word. Yes. Mary's yes is our yes to the movement and coming of God in our life. It is not forced or coerced. It is God reaching out to us and asking, will you be a part of my plan to set things right? When we are in conflict with our neighbor, Jesus offers us reconciliation. What is our response? When insecurity makes us feel that nothing remains the same, Jesus reminds us that his kingdom is everlasting. How do we respond? When the presents are not getting wrapped and plans go awry and we can't see what the end will be, what is our response to putting it in God's hands? Mary's yes is not just some sentimental affirmative to a heavenly being in melodic form. It's a culmination of a trust that has been practiced over a lifetime, that what God wants is what is best. Does our life express that belief? Saying yes brought the promise made to David 1,000 years before to total fulfillment. Mary was part of the divine plan, and it was her yes that made it possible. So now God is asking us to say yes to his will for our lives. Have we stopped and listened for that invitation? It is challenging to say yes and have that trust in God when the distractions of life can overwhelm us. The plan of salvation history took many years to be fulfilled in the coming of Christ, and it continues to be fulfilled. Perhaps we ought to practice the same patience when we say yes to God and expect an immediate answer on our terms. Mary said yes, and it brought the Messiah, who was not what the people expected. So during these remaining days of Advent, let us be open to the unexpected blessings of God when we dare to say yes.